Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
6.7%. I mean, I don't want to overreact to it. We still got 15 games to go. But let's say the Twins lose the game in hand. Let's say we're just four out of this thing. Because again, there will be no game 163.
Right.
You have to finish a full game ahead. They have the tiebreaker on you for season series. Four games out, 15 games to go. I will give you the game. Let's say the Twins beef the extra game. So start doing the math and let's see what this really takes.
Okay.
So I want you to tell me, in the last 15 games, what does Minnesota do? So for instance, they got three against the Reds this weekend. They got four against the Guardians. They got three against the Marlins. They got three against the Red Sox. And they got three against the Orioles. I'm pretty sure I did that right. 16 games. Chop one of the games off as the extra in a 15-game rip. I checked the Minnesota papers today. It sounds like Byron Buxton, it's going to be a pain tolerance thing. Mm-hmm. He's got hip soreness, but he wants to be back. He's in the cage. Carlos Correa, who's been hurt since mid-July with plantar fasciitis. I read more about Carlos Correa's relationship with his physical therapist. Not like you with your dentist. I mean, professional.
Flag.
And just the new treatments. Long story short, Correa was in the cage last night. The idea is they will get their two most important players back. But over a 15-game run, pick a record for Minnesota, and then we can do the math on what it's going to take for the Tigers. 8-9.
I was about to say, yeah, if you just 15 games.
Excuse me, 7-8.
I was going to say 8-7.
Okay, so if it's 8-7, do the math. You got to go 12-3. You start to
reality kicks in.
Well, or excuse me, it could be 11-4. It could be 11-4 if they're four out, four game differential. Yes, but if the Twins play anywhere close to 500 baseball, it is putting you up against it to where you will have to be flawless. Today was a game you couldn't lose because of this tiebreaker issue. So I wanted to know from the people, just kind of. Where are you at? Again, the thought process, and I'm guilty. I didn't want to start Scooble against the Rocks. I said, let's save him for, you know, you go adjust the start so he's facing Baltimore. And as sports would have it, shout out NIU Notre Dame, you lost with him on the mound of the Rockies. Makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it goes back to what we said yesterday when I thought the three was more obtainable. Why? Because it didn't make sense because they were just on this magical journey. I think we both were in agreement. Today was supposed to be a BOGO. Today, if you won, yes, last night, today was the easy game. It was the free square. It was Scooble. He leaves the game. You're winning 2-1. And you figure, okay, you could just put this thing away because your staff has just been doing miraculous things. And instead you lose. And as you said, Mike, it hurts. Because it was Scooble, and this is the second time in a row. Because yeah. You think that of all the different things going on with the staff, he's the constant. He's the guy that's going up for the Cy Young. You can get enough runs to win the game for you.
So I'd love to know where the people are at with it. Just the idea of how bad is today? Is it an overreaction to say today really hurt? I don't think so. You know, you're just running out of games. I mean, I can say with a decent amount of confidence. If we had a month to go, like if there were 25 games left, not 15. I actually think you would do this. I do. Part of that.
Just running out of runway?
Yeah, I feel like it. And again, it's not, I'm not devaluing anything the Tigers have done. I was with you yesterday. I absolutely believed in the four games out versus three. But like just looking at records, I mean, let's say the Twins really clown car this thing, right? Like they just really play horrific in their last 16 games. So they're going to lose the extra. So you need to be four games better, not five. If they win the extra, you got to be five.
So they clown car
6-10.
I was about to say 6-9.
No, I'm saying they lose the extra. Oh, the extra. Call it 6-10. You got to go 9-6. But you see, this is where if the Twins get anywhere near 500, it is going to put you in a position. You're going to have to go 10-5, 11-4, 12-3. Mm-hmm. If the Twins actually play decent baseball and let's say go 9-7, I mean your margin is null. So it's crazy to think they've lost the last two Scooble starts. It really is, but they have against the A's and the Rockies. Now, you could offset it and go, yeah, but guys, they've won every other game. Fair. But the idea is you don't lose when this guy's on the mound. You don't.
No.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
That was the disheartening thing, especially when he left. You had the lead. You go out there, you get nine more outs, and this is a whole different conversation that we're having.
Right. Barring something nuts, and like when you're in mid to late September in a pennant chase, winning three, four, five games in a row is nuts. That's hard to do. Is this an overreaction to say you can't lose the series to Baltimore? You can't lose two out of three here, right?
You got to win this series. Mike, I'm wondering, have you gotten to the point where you can't lose a series?
Yeah, probably.
You can't afford to.
Right.
You also can't afford to put up a four-hit night when Scooble's on the mound.
Yeah. Well, and Kenny, you and I were talking about it early on in the game. And you're sitting here and you're going, look, man, Feltner's atrocious. The Rockies' pen is atrocious. Kinley, the guy they bring in to close the game, has got a 6 ERA. He allows an OPS 800. Like, this is a horrendous baseball team. And we were sitting there, and I'm like, you're playing with fire, man.
Yeah.
And even early in the game, it took Riley Green robbing either a double or a home run. I don't feel like adjudicating that. But, like, you had escaped that. You had escaped two men on, nobody out. Like, the pressure was on all day, and your offense was providing nothing.
What pitcher had the best ERA on that staff, on the Rocky staff? Which pitcher did they trot out with the best? And what was that ERA? It was like a 5?
Yeah, they're awful.
Or a 6?
Kenny, they're the White Sox in purple. I think they have 50 wins. So, yeah, I'd love to know from the people. It feels like more than a loss today. If you disagree, there's no yelling and screaming. You could sell me. But Scooble on the mound, you're going for a sweep against the second to last easy team you play. Everything else will be difficult. And you give one away today, as Kenny put it. Four hits, can't happen. You don't have the margin. Now look, if the Twins continue to fall off a cliff and they go 5-11 in their last 16 games, the whole dynamic of this changes.
Right, but more and more, it's out of your control.
And you don't want to get to the hope phase of, can my opponent shove their head so forcibly up their wazoo
that I can go 500? Yeah. Tigers, you don't want it to be the Tigers have to win 5 in a row and the Twins have to lose 5 in a row.
Right, and today's loss, because of your tiebreaker. The tiebreaker situation is what paints this differently. If you had the tiebreaker, well, it's not four out as of today, or five if the Twins win the extra game. It's three. Three is three. Mm-hmm. Much different. So it's a bummer, man. I mean, for Scoob, like to lose a Scooble start at home against the Rocks. I realize the Tigers today were minus 300 if you're in Vegas. Heaviest favorites in the league today.
Seriously?
Wow. That's on that. You can't lose that game.
I almost wonder if there's a little bit of, well, Scooble's on the mound, so we don't have to try. I mean, I hate to accuse a team of that, but they've been trying so hard with that. these openers.
That opinion is
no,
Kenny.
Counts. No. But I see where Kenny is coming from. Not that you don't have to try, but I would say this, Kenny, you're playing a little more relaxed because
you feel like the margin for error is a little
bit less. I don't have to go out there and play hero ball because we got Scooble, and I can just go out there and do my thing, and hopefully we win this game. Whereas when you know there's somebody out there pitching that's, you know, straight up from the minors, I got to do a little extra.
How else can you explain four hits against one of the worst teams in all of baseball?
But Kenny, hold on. Here's the issue. That's who you are. Like, yes, we've been lost in the sauce here this run. There are still, last week you won a game 2-1. Like, no team in baseball is capable of a four-hit game like you.
I'm just tired of it either being 11 runs like 2 days ago, 9 runs like yesterday, or 0 runs with 4 hits like today. There's a lot of
volatility. That's part of having a young team.
I said that's been this team's MO all year.
Very frustrating.
I mean, if you think about it, how many 1-0, 2-1 games did they lose in April and May?
Well, at one point, weren't they 0-16 if they didn't score 4 runs?
It was some ridiculous stat like
that. All of it plays. 248-539-9797. I want to get with the people. We'll get some ticket texts. We got some football to discuss today. Has the negativity gone too far with Michigan? No, not being cheating scumbags. That'll never go far enough. But the actual football team. Some interesting perspective by people who cover the sport. Wanting you to tell me whether there's validity to it.
Are you going to say nice things?
Absolutely not. I don't make the news. I just report it. 248-539-9797. We'll talk to the people next. 97.1.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.